Okay, so we have another day, another dollar. Right? No. Okay, whatever. Anyway, on to the thing. Pull up quarter right here. Questions, yada, 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 yada. Okay. So, what is the best way to watch Apple's iPhone 11 launch event? I don't really want to talk about the iPhone 11 because the iPhone 11 is going to basically be the same as the XS with a improved camera, maybe some body changes and camera changes. As I'm speaking right now, today is the day where they did go and make the launch and show you what the cameras look like. I have seen that the three camera design and all that, it just looks freaky and weird, and I don't really want one because I have that little phobia of like small little holes and shit, and it just reminds me of that, and I just don't, it's ugly. It's like one of the ugliest iPhones I think they've ever made. How do you cure ham and bacon? Well, you cure it with salt. Let's see, try to find an interesting topic to talk about. Besides depression and anxiety. And I get a lot of questions about all this stuff, so. Can we talk about tobacco plants? We can, yep, we can. Tobacco plants, and what are the medical benefits of THC and marijuana? Okay, well, starting with tobacco, it's fixing to come a storm outside, and I'm going to go out there, it's daylight, and make sure nothing gets too bad, because, I mean, not like I can control the weather anyway, but, the storm, we always get storms coming from west to east. So they come in from the west and they hit the east. They don't ever come from the east and hit the west unless it's a hurricane, and we're getting rain off the hurricane, I believe. In the past, I've only seen about 10 storms come from that direction, and none of them were good. I always ended up in power outages, hail, stupid shit that nobody wants to do. Tornadoes, they call it straight line winds. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so tobacco plants. So what's the difference in cigarette tobacco plants and cigar tobacco plants? Well, there's not a difference. It's all tobacco plants, tobacco plant. And it's windy as shit. Okay, so tobacco grows, got several leaves on it. You pick the leaves off of it, you dry it, you cure it, and then it's ready to be processed in any way you want to process it. So you can make a cigar out of it, which is take it right off after it's been cured. And you can do one of two things. You can roll a fresh cigar out of just pure tobacco, or you can age it and then ferment it and then roll it, which is what a lot of cigar companies do to make fine premium quality cigars. And or you could sell it to a tobacco company that makes cigarettes and cigarillos, and they will take the tobacco, chop it into fine pieces. Well, first of all, let me just clear this up. Cigarettes contain about 640 to 1,000, anywhere between those ranges, which is a pretty good spread to cover, but between those numbers of chemicals. So cigarette tobacco is going to get sprayed and whatever with all those chemicals, and then chopped up into fine little pieces, shoved down into a tube of paper with a filter on the end of it, put in a pack of 20 branded, however, whatever company makes it, or brand, and then sold, shipped out to be sold on the shelves of stores. So cigar tobacco. So there is no difference in cigar and cigarette tobacco, other than there is no chemicals in the cigar. Just the natural chemicals that come off of a burning cigar. There is no paper in a cigar. It's all, when you pick up a cigar, it's all tobacco. The filler, the binder, the wrapper, it's all tobacco. The top leaf of a tobacco plant is a Lajero leaf. That's the strongest leaf on the plant. And now if you see cigars, a lot of Lajero tobacco is considered a very full-bodied, strong cigar. A lot of nicotine content. Pretty much, yeah, a lot of nicotine content. So you have these, whatever, and then, okay, what do you do? What do you do with Lajero leaves? Well, some cigars, they contain a little Lajero, and some cigars contain all Lajero. And I'm here to tell you, I've been smoking for over 10 years, and I'm here to tell you right now, it's just not good. You smoke a full-blown Lajero tobacco, and it's going to knock you on your ass. Yeah. Like I said, it's all different. If you have an infused cigar, they're going to infuse the leaves, not flavor them like a Black and Mild or a White Owl or a Swisher Sweet, nothing like that. They actually infuse the cigar. They hang the cigars in a room where they let botanicals and spices and herbs and oils and stuff sit, and then eventually those leaves will actually soak in the infused process, and they'll be ready for whatever. The number one brand for that is called Acid by Drew Estate. One of my favorite cigars. Sorry, I'm currently looking at the weather and checking if it's going to get really, really bad. The wife and the kids are gone to her mother's for dinner, and I had to stay home to catch up on some schoolwork, and I figured what time, you know, just go ahead and knock out a podcast while you can. And the lights were flickering and shit, so the internet went off, and I had to like let it reset, so I just grabbed my phone and plugged in my headphones and started recording. So, yeah. So that's why you're hearing one during the day and not at night like normal. And I may knock out another one today, have two or three lined up like I always do. I don't know. So, yeah. That's kind of tobacco. It's all chewing tobacco, chopped up with molasses. It's just all processed a different way. It comes from the same plant. I mean, Cuban tobacco is grown in Cuba. A lot of tobacco is grown in Cuba. They have a distinct taste, they do, but they're hard to get in the United States unless you go to a country that sells them. You buy them and you can bring back some for personal consumption, but not for resale. And I really hope that I'm talking over this. There's a really loud jet, a train, wind, and neighbor coughing his head off over there because he's smoking weed. Now, speaking of weed, what does THC, what are the medical benefits of marijuana? As my phone goes out. Okay. Marijuana has been medicinally legalized on a state level in California since 1994. So for 25 years, or nearly 25 years, yeah, I don't know, close to that. California has legalized medical marijuana. That's a long fucking stretch to cover right there. Okay. Marijuana can treat a variety of things. Anxiety, but it can also cause anxiety. Pain, depression, seizures. Anything and everything you can think of, marijuana can probably treat in some form or fashion. Now, your brain has natural cannabinoid receptors, which means that God, whatever you believe in, whether you believe in the ape or the monkeys evolving into apes and apes evolving into fucking primates and the primates evolving into humans and the humans evolving into what we are today and yada yada yada. Or if you believe that God created Adam and Eve and that's how circle of life come around, whatever. Whatever you believe is your own choice. I personally like to believe in God, but hey, gotta be a higher power out there somewhere, because all this shit didn't come from anything. So, but I don't get on religious debates because it causes problems, it causes things, hell, it's caused shootings, it's caused everything, and I ain't into that kind of shit. So, what, you know, at some point, somebody or something intended on the use of something to get those cannabinoid receptors firing and going again. Now, I'm not saying that they're lying dormant. They do fire, but they don't fire it up to where you constantly walk around feeling fucked up. But here's the thing. People tolerate it differently, and that's the same thing with everything. I said the other day on the other podcast that I take Klonopin. I know somebody right now, if I gave them one of my pills, just one, and they took it, they would sleep for 2 days. That's how they tolerate that kind of stuff. I know another person, if I give it to them, and it reacts exactly the fucking opposite. And they would be wired for 2 days. Kind of like your children. When your children are growing up, if you've had children, at some point in time when they were a kid, they got into some kind of grass or sand or something, and they got some kind of, I'm not going to say infection, but they had some kind of allergies or something. And you gave them Dimetapp, Benadryl, whatever, and it had an adverse reaction. Benadryl is supposed to knock them out. It's not supposed to. It's just the way it's chemically formed, the way it acts on the brain. Benadryl can make you sleepy, and has been used to make children have non-allergic reactions, and to make them sleepy. But somewhere along the lines, somebody gave their kid Benadryl, and it wired them up like you just gave them liquid cocaine. So, like I said, everybody's going to have a different reaction to anything. They could have a different reaction to marijuana. Me personally, I know this sounds weird, if I smoke pot, I get paranoid. I get anxious. And I'm sure it kills the pain. I haven't smoked it, and if I was in pain, it took me to the point where I probably didn't even care if I was in pain, because I was too busy vomiting. So, with that being said, I don't smoke a lot of marijuana. Now, that was done, and then sometime later in the future, in my older years, when I got a little bit older, got a little bit older and a little bit wiser, and I didn't smoke as much, and it was a strain that came from my buddies that took a senior trip in high school. They took a senior trip to Colorado, and at this time Colorado had recreationalized marijuana. You had to be 21. They weren't 21, they were 18, but they got brought somebody that was 21 with them. So they ended up bringing some shit back. Now, where I live in Mississippi, Colorado is on the other side of the United States. So, they drove from Colorado to Mississippi with marijuana. Now, they're brave, because at that time, not a whole lot of states, done a whole lot of stuff. And if you get pulled over, and at that time, Mississippi hadn't decriminalized it yet. Mississippi has decriminalized it, which means that you get pulled over with it, and it's under a certain amount, you're going to get a ticket, they're going to seize it, go pay your ticket, do whatever. Be happy you didn't go to jail. But at that time, you would have went to jail. So, that being said, I smoked some that they brought back, and I had the best time of my life. If I had to guess, it was a high CBD strain of marijuana. Or a high CBD to THC ratio. It was probably like way more CBD than it was THC. And, yeah. I mean, I had the best. I mean, I didn't feel like I was under the influence of anything. I didn't feel like, I remember leaving and driving. I drove fine. I drove well. I didn't wreck. I got home. I didn't freak out. I think I might have laid in the recliner and slept. So, marijuana can help people with pain. It can help people with depression. It can help people with anxiety. It helps cancer patients get an appetite so they can eat. It's a thing. It's always been a thing. There are studies out there that shows that CBD. Now, me personally, here's what I think. Here's my opinion on the whole thing and what I'm going to try to get at in a big, long discussion. I think that CBD has more medical benefits than THC. So I think that the non-psychoactive part, so CBD is not necessarily going to get you high, but it is going to affect you. Now they say it's non-psychological, which now, okay, so a non-psychological substance would be like, well, there's nothing that's non-psychological. So, let me see what I'm trying to get at. Everything is okay. So, if it goes into your brain and triggers something to fire and for you to do something or feel a certain way, then it has a psychological effect on your brain. It may not make you feel intoxicated. It may be non-intoxicating or non-mood inhibit, whatever, but it's going to affect your brain. So, there's that. So, that's kind of what I was trying to get at in that whole spiel. Now that I'm back inside, let me scroll through here. This person saying that the new iPhone is the best iPhone ever. I don't agree. I don't know. I've never used it. It may be the new iPhone has the fastest processor. Probably so, because every time they come out with one, they put a new chip in it. So probably it's going to be faster. The new iPhone has the best cameras ever. Well, there are three on there, so I would expect something. I wouldn't expect shitty quality. How do you fake smoking a cigarette? Well, when you draw it into your mouth, don't inhale it. Blow it right back out. If you vape, do you keep your old devices when you get a new one? That's a good question. So I have a drawer full of old devices I'm probably going to sell on eBay. Because I just don't use them anymore. Is there an English term for a meal between dinner and lunch? Okay.
Well,
it's a snack, but there's breakfast. So, breakfast, what I would call breakfast, dinner, supper. Now, in the South, we call what you would call dinner. In the South, we call dinner lunch, and we call supper, which is what you eat in the afternoon around 5, 6, 7 o'clock, whatever. Depends on where you're from and what you call it and what you eat and stuff like that. What is the ideal drink and food for autumn? So fall. When I think fall drinks, I think anything pumpkin spice flavored, anything beer wise, I think Oktoberfest. An Irish whiskey. Food, I think pumpkin pie, turkey, ham, you know, your Thanksgiving stuff. How do you get rid of a smell down there? So your genitalia area. Well, you wash, first of all, and then after you've washed and cleaned and taken a shower, if you still smell, you need to go get seen by a physician to give you, or try some body powder if I don't want to go get checked out by a doctor. Can I take NyQuil during work? Wouldn't recommend it. If you're on Quora, then you'll know that people ask a lot of stupid shit. Other than cigarettes, what are the other uses for tobacco? Cigars, pipe tobacco, chewing tobacco, dip. Snus, whatever you call it. Does vape contain formaldehyde? No. Vape juice is PGVG nicotine and flavoring. So it's propylene glycol, vegetable and glycerin, and nicotine, varying milligrams depending on whether you do sub-ohm or Nick salt, and flavor. So ranges anywhere from 0 milligrams all the way up to like what, 24 to 36 in a sub-ohm, anywhere from 0 to 50 in a Nick salt. Let's see. I'm just running through here, just random shit that I'm seeing on the news feed. It's not my personal feed. It's just random stuff that I'm seeing. An Indian doctor and his student researcher have found a 100% cure for brain cancer. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it, but it is worth sharing to the group. Why is weed bad for people with anxiety disorder? Well, like I said earlier, it can trigger anxiety to get worse, and sometimes it helps it. So, I mean, it's not always bad for people with anxiety disorders. It's something you would have to try, and if I had an anxiety disorder and I had the choice to walk into a dispensary, now, as you know, it's 2019, live in Mississippi, it is not medicinal, so there is no way of me taking the marijuana that I would buy from somebody and testing it, but I would definitely, if I had some kind of anxiety disorder, smoke something with a higher CBD content and a lower THC. Or I would try to get as close to a 1-to-1 ratio as possible. That way it would be leveled out. If not more CBD than THC, like Charlotte's Web strain, maybe, or an AC/DC strain. Is it legal to sell tobacco plants? It depends. It's the quantity. You can, it's kind of like alcohol. With alcohol, you can make your own alcohol. You can't make moonshine or anything like that. It's still illegal, but you can brew your own. You can make your own wine and you can make your own beer. And it's perfectly legal. It's so much per person that's 21 years of age or older in your household. And I don't know, with tobacco plants, you can have so many plants, but I don't think you can sell them to just anybody. I don't, you may be able to, I don't know. Do cigarettes go bad? Yes, they do. How long does the nicotine buzz last? It depends. Your first time smoking, you may feel it for 20 or 30 minutes. Me personally, I hardly get a buzz anymore, but when I do, it lasts. I mean, I guess I can feel it for maybe 5 minutes after I smoke or something like that. Then I want another one. Can anxiety cause someone to be abusive? Yes. Anxiety, if triggered and is bad enough, it can cause somebody to go into an outrage and actually be abusive. What medications are best prescribed for addiction? Depends on what you're addicted to. It just depends on what you're addicted to. How much nicotine do you get from vaping? It depends. Like I said, it goes anywhere from 0 to 24, 36 milligrams in sub-ohm and 0 to 50 in Nick salt. Is the new iPhone 11 Pro's battery life significant? Don't know. I don't think anybody's had a thing yet. I think it's still available for pre-order, as I can see. So I don't think anybody's had hands-on experience. But from what I've seen on the thing, I did watch a little bit of it on YouTube. They are saying it does get a couple hours more than the 10S. So. Which putting a bigger battery in, it's not a big thing. It may make it a little heavier, but hey, you know. Do tobacco plants flower? Not that I've seen. But they are pretty when they grow. They have big green leaves and stuff. Best game to play? Depends on what games you're into. Board games, video games, mobile games. Depends. What is the best, this one's good. What is the best painkiller for kidney stones? When somebody gets a, and this is gonna be the last one because I don't want this one to run over. It's not gonna run over an hour. I'm running up on 30 minutes and it's hard for me to transfer files from an Android to a Mac. But I'll take this question as I go smoke my last. So, what is the best pain medication for kidney stones? I love this question. When you have a kidney stone, if you've ever had a kidney stone, you know that they hurt like a freaking fucking motherfucker. They hurt bad. They hurt really bad. And you want to do... So, for me speaking from a medical standpoint, I can tell you this. I want to get said person out of discomfort, so I'm going to give them morphine or Demerol. What that's going to do is it's going to help the pain a little, and it's also going to get them out of the psychological effects it has. Is going to get them out of that fucking hole, that screaming, wallowing around. It's going to make them relax. But the best pain medication you can take for a kidney stone is called Toradol. And it's a non-narcotic. You can go to the doctor and get it. You can't take it. It's an NSAID, and it's not to be taken for over 5 days in a row. Because it's strong and it can eat a fucking hole in your stomach. But it is very, very good for kidney stones. Extremely good for kidney stones. And back when I had kidney stones years and years ago, and, you know, I'm going on 2 or 3 years now without actually having to go to the hospital with one. Thank God. Even after surgery, when I had a temporary catheter put in to help all the residual ones that they busted up pass through, I would take a Norco 10, which is the same thing as Vicodin or anything else, and I would feel fucked up, but the pain would still be there, but it'd be numb. Whereas, like, you took a Toradol with it, it would just kill it. And that's when I realized for personal use that Toradol was way better. Toradol was way better than a narcotic. A narcotic, I think a narcotic should be used in a kidney stone to knock you out of that, oh my God, it hurts phase that you're going to experience, but in that long term, like, I'm going to have to fucking deal with this, Toradol is the best way to go, and that's just that, and a doctor will tell you that, and you can Google it, and shit's great for kidney stones, but, yeah, so, that being said, I'm going to get off here, wait for them to get back home, got 2 hours before I can submit the paper, there's a time deadline, that's stupid. They set a window, I guess, to make you log in. So they set a window to make you upload something between this time and this time. I guess so you can't run and get it done earlier or whatever, but until then, I got that. But anyway, yeah, that's going to do it for this one. And so next time, peace out. I love you guys. I'll see you in the next one.